Hello and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas, and this is On Point Talk, the official OPT network. OPT brings you a fresh perspective on local and national issues. Our guests will encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time in business, community, social, health issues, and a lot more.
They built our country, fought wars to defend our freedom. They have been called our greatest generation. Now, in this land of plenty they helped to create, many senior citizens in America go hungry. Sometimes they must choose between medicine, rent, or food. It is a choice they shouldn't have to make. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana's Adopt a Senior program serves more than 2,200 seniors each month. You can sponsor a senior for only $100 per year. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Together, we can end hunger.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexander's Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MPE, WPE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MPE, WPE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success, and the Small Emerging Businesses Program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Nora Clayton and Something Unique About Hair has moved to a bigger and better location and has changed its name to Be Unique Hair Salon. It's located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Be Unique Hair Salon will still offer great services specializing in healthy hair and hair restoration. Be Unique Hair Salon still provides total services like sew-ins, quick weaves, braids, deep conditioners, plus a whole lot more. Be Unique Hair Salon. Phone for an appointment, 318-442-7204. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute. Doctors Gary Jones and Chance DeWitt are committed to innovations, pioneering many of the latest advancements in cardiovascular and thoracic surgical care in the Central Louisiana region, providing state-of-the-art technology for patients. LACVT specializes in surgical treatment of heart, vascular, and lung disorders. When patients need evaluation or surgery for cardiovascular health concerns, there's more to consider than their physical health. Dr. Jones and Dr. DeWitt are involved, personable physicians who give patients the time and attention they need. Our team's expertise, combined with our commitment to outstanding patient care, means that physicians in our area can refer patients to LACVT with confidence. For more information, 318-442-0106 or www.lacvt.com. Darrell's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Darrell's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Darrell's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Darrell's Auto Service, member ASA. Darrell's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Darrell's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk. It's a wonderful time of year at Dillard's Alexandria. From the best names in fashion, beauty, and fragrances to all the luxuries of home, Dillard's Alexandria is your Christmas destination. For huge holiday savings and spectacular selections, Dillard's Alexandria is the style of Christmas. Discover great gifts for her, for him, and for your home. Experience firsthand what all the buzz is about. For a wonderful shopping experience awaits you at Dillard's Alexandria for the style of Christmas. Dillard's Alexandria, located in the Alexandria Mall. For more information, phone 318-445-9992. Dillard's Alexandria, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk. Hello, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. You can go to our website, click on, and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in. We welcome you on this Hump Day Wednesday, December the 19th, and if you're just getting your morning started, your school day started, your work day started, it's 7:36 a.m., and as always, we like to remind you to stay engaged, slow down through those school zones, make sure that you're watching out. Yes, there are still kids in school throughout the parish and surrounding areas that are traveling in, standing at bus stops, and even walking to school. So we ask you every single morning to slow down, make sure that you're engaged, make sure that you're watching out for kids. But most importantly, make sure that behind those school buses, you're giving them a safe distance to stop and pick up kids. And make sure that you're heeding the warnings of our crossing guards and our resource officers that are standing out, rain, sleet, snow, or shine. They're standing out to make sure that our kids get in safely. So give those guys a break and slow down this morning. Well, it's Hump Day Wednesday, D.C. We're already halfway through the week. Can you believe it? The week is winding down. And you know what? This whole week has been really challenging for a lot of people. And we always talk about momentum on Monday. But I think that, you know, the whole week, people across America have needed and really, really, really been hungry for momentum to get up, to get going. You know, no matter where you are or where you were in America, I don't think that there is a single person that has not been moved by the shootings in Connecticut. And so people are really looking for momentum. They're looking for answers. And they're searching inward and outward for how to make their kids feel safe in the mornings, how to have those conversations that will encourage our kids that they are safe. And, you know, so it's something that you just can't get around. But what a lot of people are doing, which we think is really inspirational, are people are doing really great things to inspire the families, the community, the teachers, the students in Connecticut. And really what they're doing, and I read this article and I just want to share it with you, inspired to spread good in the world after the tragic elementary school shooting in Newton, Connecticut last week. People around the country are commenting and committing. They're commenting, they're committing great acts of kindness in honor of the victims. And you know, I was looking last night at articles of grief, and you know, how you deal with these tragedies. And so what we decided to do is we decided to bring an expert in to talk about it and to help all of those people. You know, there has been so much misinformation. And for the first time, you could really feel that, where media outlets came out and said, you know, we had a lot of this wrong. But the fact of the matter is that many children died and six adults died last week. And so people now are fighting to try to see how to move forward. And what we're seeing is that kids are internalizing this in ways that maybe they shouldn't. And there was another really, really horrible article about an 11-year-old in Kearns, Utah, who took a gun to school, is in horrible trouble. But these are the issues that we're faced with. And these are the issues that people are talking about. And so random acts of kindness, people commenting, people committing random acts of kindness to let people in Connecticut and around the world know that we are a resilient people and that we will bounce back. And right here, even in Rapides Parish, I saw the article this morning that Brame Middle School, D.C., the students are painting tiles to honor the victims of the shooting at Sandy Hook Elementary School in Connecticut. And it's for the children. It's because of the children, and it's for the children. And this is what Kate Murphy, who is the art teacher at Brame Middle School, said. And what they're doing is other schools in the parish are putting their designs on 4-inch tiles that can be used for a memorial in Newton, Connecticut. And they hope to complete it by January. And they're going to send that along as a momentum, as a token of our heartfelt, their heartfelt support in honoring those victims. And people throughout the country are doing really amazing things to show their solidarity and their support. And even in the town of Bunkie, our hometown, D.C., they are sponsoring, the Essence Social and Civic Club of Bunkie is sponsoring a prayer vigil, and they're inviting the community to come out and to pray for the people of Connecticut, the victims and the families, along with their community. And, you know, we were talking on yesterday about faith and communities coming together. And this is really what has to happen in communities, I believe, in America, across the world. People have to come together in show of solidarity, support, and prayer. And the Essence Social and Civic Club of Bunkie is doing just that. And they're going to be meeting on the walking track next to the Hayes Auditorium on this Friday night, which is going to be December the 21st at 6 o'clock. And so people from all parts, near and far, are coming together saying, how can we honor? How can we pray? How can we be the change that we want to see? And so the Essence Social and Civic Club of Bunkie is asking people to come out and join them in unity as local pastors and priests gather in prayer for the victims of this tragedy and for prayer for the children across our state, in all schools, in all communities, people coming together as a whole. And what they're asking, DC, is they're asking that each person bring along a white candle to light as they pray. And so it's just amazing as we look at all of the things that people are doing. Everybody is doing something, some sort of way to be the change that they want to see and to make a difference. And we know that prayer changes things, and that the only way that we can begin to heal is to begin to talk about it, have open dialogue, open conversations, and to talk to our kids. And, you know, I was thinking, with all of the video games and all of the virtual things that happen in video games, we've got to start, and I said this yesterday and it bears repeating, DC, we've got to start engaging our kids, because really what the 11-year-old in Kearns, Utah, really may not know is that once you shoot and kill someone, of course, they found sometime that the gun, sometime later, that the gun was not loaded. But once you shoot and kill someone, there is no coming back from that. And sometimes we're not making our kids aware that these things that happen on video games and on in virtual games and in virtual settings are not real. That when you pull out a gun and you point it at someone and you shoot someone and they die, it's not a video game. There's no coming back from that. I mean, it is not a temporary slowdown. It is death. And so these are the conversations that people are having across America. And so what we have done is we have reached out to Dr. Robin Smith, and many of you may remember her from many of the Oprah shows, and we'll tell you a little bit later on who Dr. Robin Smith is. She's a licensed psychologist and has done lots of work throughout the world in helping people to understand various different issues. And so when we look at our youngest kids who are taking, or one child who has taken a gun to school and has given the reason that they brought the gun to school was that they needed protection, then this is a conversation that we really need to open up and talk about, and we really need to understand, because I believe that there are still many parents that have not had the conversation with their kids. And so we hope to shed more light on what we need to be saying to our kids, how do we need to make them feel safe, and how do we as parents feel safe when we drop our kids off at school every single day, and we just expect at the end of the day that we're going to pick them up and everything is fine. And so this has really shaken the core of America. And no matter which side politically you may be on, everybody can agree that this is a horrific tragedy and is affecting communities across this great nation. And so those are the things that we want to talk about this morning. We want Dr. Robin to shed light on how we begin to heal, how we help kids to understand the importance of guns and gun control, and that they're not toys. It's not a video game. That once you've shot up a lot of people, they're dead. And so these are important conversations that I believe America will continue. And we want to bring those conversations to you. And we want to bring the best people in the country to talk about those issues and how we need to deal with them. You're on Point, everybody. And if you're just getting your morning started, it's 7:47 a.m. Central Standard Time. Today is Hump Day Wednesday, December the 19th. We're going to take a quick break here, but we're back right after this. It's a wonderful time of year at Dillard's Alexandria. From the best names in fashion, beauty, and fragrances to all the luxuries of home, Dillard's Alexandria is your Christmas destination. For huge holiday savings and spectacular selections, Dillard's Alexandria is the style of Christmas. Discover great gifts for her, for him, and for your home. Experience firsthand what all the buzz is about. For a wonderful shopping experience awaits you at Dillard's Alexandria for the style of Christmas. Dillard's Alexandria, located in the Alexandria Mall. For more information, phone 318-445-9992. Dillard's Alexandria, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Tomorrow is just around the corner. Putting the tax advantages of an IRA to work for you now is the smartest way to begin saving for retirement. An IRA from First Federal Bank can set you on the right path. The sooner you start contributing, the longer your money grows and the more you benefit. Talk with one of their representatives today about the IRA that's right for you. First Federal Bank of Louisiana. Member FDIC.
First Federal Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Bro, where's your car?
It's okay. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, Jake.
My car got jacked.
I got it.
Ladies, guess you're walking.
You got those figures for me yet?
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with an intern. Nice work.
Casual Wednesdays!
Whoa! What?
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie. For those hosting a party, whatever the occasion, Southwest Beverage distributes the Great Party Guide, which provides tips to help ensure that their guests consume alcohol beverages responsibly and make it home safely. For more information, log on to www.beresponsible.com.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexander's Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Christmas is a time of giving, and we at KAYT have joined with Billy Quinney of Rapid Rentals to bless some lucky person with a sofa, love seat, coffee table, two end tables, and two lamps for this holiday season. All you have to do is register at KAYT, 5003 Masonic Drive, or Rapid Rentals at 1905 Lee Street, or you can mail in a 3x5 card with your name, address, and phone number to KAYT 88.1, 5003 Masonic Drive, Suite 113, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71301. In the spirit of giving, this opportunity is extended to our listening audience. The last day to register is Thursday, December the 20th at 5 o'clock p.m. And the registration will be open to everyone except family members or relatives of anyone at the station. The drawing will be held on Friday morning, December the 21st at 10 o'clock a.m. on the air. KAYT would like to thank Billy Quinney of Rapid Rentals for being a proud underwriting sponsor. God bless and Merry Christmas to all.
Hi, everyone. This is Lisa Love with Love Executive Coaching. I want to wish everyone in the OPT audience a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to the OPT Network. If you're just getting your morning started, it's 7:54 a.m. Central Standard Time. Today is Hump Day Wednesday. It's December the 19th. And this segment of the OPT Network is sponsored by First Federal Bank of Louisiana, building the community, that we serve for more than 60 years. Like a good neighbor, your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields, is serving Rapides and surrounding areas. For all of your insurance needs, you can phone 318-487-1881. Also, Hickson Automotive Group, they're in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. Go to their website by logging on to www.hicksonhasit.com. What an amazing gift to get for this Christmas season. A new vehicle, a new or used vehicle from Hickson Automotive Group. Also, if you're looking for great home decor, unique gifts, Terra Home is where you can begin. 1355 Peterman Drive right here in Alexandria. Reminding you that St. Francis Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital is a proud sponsor of the OPT Network. And there are also still free mammograms. And we're going to try to tell you every single day until every mammogram is used. If you're 40 years old or older and you are uninsured or underinsured, you can go to Cabrini Hospital. Very little work that you've got to do. All you've got to do is phone 487. That's area 318-487-1122. Diane Kitts, K-I-T-T-S, is the contact person. And she will tell you what you need to do to set your free mammogram up. Also, McDonald's of Pineville. And so this morning, on this Hump Day Wednesday, you know, America is still trying to get past the tragedy. And although it didn't happen maybe in your city, in your town, in your community, we all felt affected by it. We all felt compassion and sympathy for the victims. And so the fact that the conversation continues to build and build and build, and every day there seems to be something new added to the conversation, some things positive and some things negative, we decided that the best route for us was to bring in a licensed psychologist that has had experience on the national stage, the international stage. And really, not only is she a psychologist, but she is a theologian. She is an ordained minister, to talk about these issues and how to protect our kids, if there is indeed a way to protect our kids. You know, we talked yesterday about our kids being smarter, knowing more. Even at ages 6 and 7, kids are a lot smarter than we could even imagine and know more than what we could imagine. And so in our quest sometimes to shield our kids, we could be doing more of a disservice than a service. And so what we want to do is we want to talk about how we can help our kids heal, how we can help them to feel safe at school, how we as parents can push past our fear and know that our kids are going to be fine at school, and that hopefully we will be able to change the way that guns are distributed in America. And we know that there is freedom here, and we want to just make sure that they are used in a way that is not destructive. And so that's going to be the vein of our conversation. We're going to take a really quick pause right here, and we're going to reintroduce you to Dr. Robin Smith right after this.
Shopping for the best deal in town? Start at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Heart of Louisiana has great Visa rates as low as 7.9% APR. With no transfer fees and no cash advance fees, you'll start this shopping season with the best deal in town.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Shop happier this holiday season knowing that you've already found one of the best deals in town. A Heart of Louisiana Visa with great rates. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union's Visa with rates as low as 7.9% APR will get your Christmas shopping done and leave you with enough to treat yourself. Learn more at any branch or visit heartcu.org. Credit rates contingent on credit score and approval. Federally insured by the NCUA.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
KAYT 88.1, Gina, Alexandria.
There are gift shops, and then there's Terra Home. Terra Home has built a solid reputation in Central Louisiana as the go-to place for unique gift items for any occasion. The first thing you'll notice about Terra Home is it's bright, it's warm, and it's inviting. And the displays are meticulously put together and simply bursting with treasures just waiting to be discovered. Terra Home for the best gifts, home decor, jewelry, and so much more. Terra Home is located at 1355 Peterman Drive in Alexandria, or phone 318-561-0079.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Evolves Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana. Another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute understand that their patients deserve leading-edge cardiac, vascular, and thoracic care. Board-certified doctors Gary Jones and Chance DeWitt are committed to quality care and innovations, pioneering many of the latest advancements in cardiovascular and thoracic surgical care. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute, the leading edge in state-of-the-heart care. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Good morning. I am Frederica Cross, winner of the Super Mega Raffle of the OPT Network in the Race for the Cure. And I would like to wish everyone a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Check it. Hey, everybody, welcome back to the OPT Network. It is our great honor and great pleasure to welcome back to the OPT Dr. Robin Smith. She is a licensed psychologist, a national television personality, a best-selling author, and a theologian, an ordained minister. And she has written many great books. She has done many great works. And Dr. Robin, we are more than honored to have you back on the OPT this morning.
Well, good morning, and it's my honor and privilege to be back with you, and I love that we're saying to be back with you, which means that I've been there before, and that feels good, that I'm not being welcomed for the first time, but I'm being welcomed back, so that's a honor for me. Thank you.
Well, you know what? We not only have we welcomed you back, but we know, and we spoke it before, that not only are you an amazing expert at what you do, but you're going to be back many, many times. You are our expert.
Oh, well, I received that, I mean, with both arms wide open. So I'm looking forward to that.
And so, Dr. Robin, we're here and we're trying, I think everybody in America is trying to figure out not so much why this happened or how this happened, but trying to figure out, and all of those things, but where we go from here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, one of the things I want to say, and every time I'm speaking about this over the last several days, it feels like it's been so long, and here it is, you know, it's been 5 days now, but my sympathy and condolences and prayers are so with the families of all of the people who were gunned down and murdered, also with the gunman's family, because we, you know, as hard as it is for us to remember that there is a family who now is not only carrying the death of the person who did the murdering, but the fact that they must live, with that their loved one, no matter how troubled, disturbed, whatever, evil, I mean, there's so many labels we could put on him, but whatever it is he was, they must walk the streets for the rest of their lives and get up in the morning and lay down at night knowing that somebody who was part of them harmed all of these people, murdered, not just harmed, but murdered all these people. And so we need to also be remembering that family. You know, how does one go on, not only the people who have lost people, but the people who are connected, you know, bloodline-wise to this gunman. But, you know, one of the things, and I said to you right before we went on the air, is there are so many questions and we're trying to find answers. One of the things that we want to back up a little bit, I think, and do is look at even the questions we're asking, because sometimes the answers we're coming up with about an issue like this or anything else in our lives might not be the right direction because we're not asking the right questions.
Right.
And so we want to really even start looking at what are we really, what questions do we need to change? Not only how do we stop this from ever happening again, but what is it, and this is a question I would pose to all of us this morning, what is it in our culture, in our society that is breeding and birthing, not one time, but multiple times, this kind of tragedy? And so, you know, I've always used this analogy that what you, if it doesn't come out in the wash, it's coming out in the rinse. And so that means that it's coming out somewhere, that what we put in is coming out somewhere. And so instead of like, oh my gosh, this is horrible, which it's worse than horrible, the question is, what have we put in our culture? It's not to shame us or to blame us, but you can't change something that you can't see. You can't fix something that you can't face.
Absolutely.
And you know, how are we going to fix something if we can't even face that our culture and society is so violent, and not just video games, that, but let's just look at what's going on in our homes this morning, how we talk to each other, how we treat each other, the physical violence that is on our streets and in our homes, and all of a sudden we wonder, how could this happen? How could it not happen?
Wow. And you know, that is a powerful, powerful set of thoughts this morning, because we were just talking about, and you did include video games, but how we are treating each other and what are we saying? What are we saying to our kids? What messages are we sending? Because we very much as a people are a product of what we're being taught, or a product of what surrounds us.
Absolutely. A product of what we're being taught, a product of what surrounds us. You know, it's interesting. I was on a program and I listened to one of the other experts on this program, and they went down a list of all the things that we could do so that this wouldn't happen again. And the list was, I mean, it was good enough. It was solid enough. But what was missing, and I said this when, and some, a very well-respected and well-trained person, and I think well-intentioned person. But what was missing in the statement for me is that to talk about all the things parents can teach their children, there was one missing huge ingredient. How is a parent going to teach respect if they don't have it in them to teach? How is a parent going to teach resilience and boundaries and how to manage anger if the parent doesn't know how to do that? So it all sounds good to talk about what parents can do, but unless we really own and get out of our denial that there's a whole bunch of stuff that I need to be doing as a grown person, but it's not in me. And so I've got to go get some help so that I can then take that back to my home and my children and my grandchildren and my tribe and my village. And until we as adults start looking at, well, wait a minute, I do, I mean, I want my children to be safe. I want them to be respectful. I want them to learn how to manage their tongue and when someone is disrespectful to them, to figure out how to address that. But now, let me look in the mirror and see how am I, what's my report card?
Right. And I think that, and I think, Dr. Robin, for many of us, we're not doing that. And I think that the point is well taken that we as a society, we as parents, we as leaders, we can't give what we don't have.
No, we can't.
And
no,
so everybody has come up with all these theories, some good, some not so good, some indifferent. But we have to really open up this conversation, Dr. Robin, and I'm glad that we were able to get you to a real conversation. And we have to go back to some of the basic things that maybe we have missed. And we have to look at, you know, it doesn't matter what race you are, what religion you are, something somewhere in the young man that killed all of these people was missing.
Absolutely. I mean, missing and vacant. And let me say this, you know, if no one remembers anything I said today, which I hope they'll hold on to more than just this, but this particular point I think is so huge. When we try and understand not only how this happened, why it happened, but why it will happen again and again and again if we don't learn what I'm about to say. The only way, as you talk about something had to be missing in this man, the only way that someone can slaughter people, the only way that slavery happened, the only way the Holocaust happened, and the only way that this murder happened, this mass murder happened, is the ability to make someone subhuman, to not see them, for them to become invisible. And if you don't see someone as human, as worthy, as their life counting and having value, you can do anything to that person. Also, if you don't see yourself as worthy and valuable and whole and important. So now this guy who has murdered all these people, he's being talked about, his pictures, now he's dead as well, but in his something in him was so injured, broken, disturbed. I mean, again, we can throw whatever word we want to put in there, but something was missing. Something was troubled. Something was wrong. And so if we're not able to understand that piece of all of us that longs to be heard, that longs to be embraced, that longs to be respected, we can find ourselves creating and harming people in a way we could not imagine, which is how this tragedy happened, and horrible mass murders and mass harming like slavery and like the Holocaust, because you see someone as subhuman. And I said this just last night. If you look at even how we kill cattle, look, I'm not going to get into a debate about whether people should, this morning, about whether people should be eating meat or not. I'm not doing that. What I am saying is that for folk who eat meat, you might want to think about, you know, how do we kill even an animal? Because if we're not thinking about the way in which we are even taking the life of an animal so we can eat ourselves, I get that. That makes sense. But what doesn't make sense is that we wouldn't care about how we kill a chicken or a cow or a calf. I mean, and so if we don't care about what we do to people or to animals, how do we think that doesn't say something about who we are as people and the way in which we don't value the absolute bottom line dignity of life?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. This is an important conversation. We're going to take a quick break here. We're joined by licensed psychologist, national television personality, and best-selling author, Dr. Robin Smith. Stay on point, everybody. We're back right after this.
Christmas comes only once a year, but those holiday bills can stick around for months. You can make the holidays easier on your bank account with the Southern Heritage Bank Christmas Club. It's the easy way to save. And when Christmas rolls around next year, both you and your bank account will be in the holiday spirit. Southern Heritage Bank, online at shbnet.com.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
The staff and management at Southern Heritage Bank wishes you and yours a safe and happy holiday season. May you find joy in the meaning of Christmas.
From our family to yours, Merry Christmas.
And a Happy New Year.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Health Care Services, People Care by Caring People, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD.
In HD.
That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning
high definition.
Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy.
Step up to high definition
with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey, what's up with that McRib sandwich at Mickey D's? It tastes good, but where's the bone? Well, let me break it down. They start with the 100% tender, juicy pork minus the bone. Because no bone means more meat. And more meat means what? More sauce. Tangy, sweet, delicious sauce. Add pickles and onions, stack it all up on a tasty bun, and bam! A delicious McRib sandwich that fits in the palm of your hand. But only for a limited time. Now that's the simple joy of McRib. And participate in McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Southwest Beverage Wholesalers work with educators, parents, and law enforcement to implement alcohol responsibility initiatives in our communities. When it comes to preventing drunk driving, responsibility matters. To learn more, log on to www.beresponsible.com.
A stroke can be devastating, so it's important to know the signs and get immediate care at Christus Cabrini Stroke Center. We've partnered with Ochsner Medical Center's telemedicine program to provide 24/7 access to highly specialized neurologists. And we're ranked in HealthGrade's top 5% nationally for treatment of stroke. When seconds matter, care matters. Christus Cabrini Stroke Center. Fighting stroke together.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hunger exists in Central Louisiana. It has many faces, but knows no age, no race, no gender, no season. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is working to end hunger. We distribute food to more than 22,000 people every month, but many more often do not know where their next meal will come from. We need your help. Call the Food Bank or visit fbsinlaw.org. Please support the Food Bank in its efforts to alleviate hunger in Central Louisiana.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
It's a wonderful time of year at Dillard's Alexandria. From the best names in fashion, beauty, and fragrances to all the luxuries of home, Dillard's Alexandria is your Christmas destination. For huge holiday savings and spectacular selections, Dillard's Alexandria is the style of Christmas. Discover great gifts for her, for him, and for your home. Experience firsthand what all the buzz is about. For a wonderful shopping experience awaits you at Dillard's Alexandria for the style of Christmas. Dillard's Alexandria, located in the Alexandria Mall. For more information, phone 318-445-9992. Dillard's Alexandria, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC. Rayhide Painted Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Painted Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Call your agent.
My agent?
Yeah,
you were driving.
You know, it's cool. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, guys.
Oof. What's up, Tony? You see what he made me do, right?
It's okay, I got it.
That was him.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with the world's smallest violin. Because this is what I hear when you talk.
Can I get a binky for baby Brown Brown?
Here you go.
That's it. Michael Buffer.
Let's get ready to rumble!
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hickson Has It.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Good morning. This is Jane Wright Velez, Executive Director of the Food Bank of Central Louisiana. I'd like to wish everyone in the OPT Network a Merry Christmas and a very Happy New Year.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the OPT Network. If you're just joining us, it is Hump Day Wednesday. Today is December the 19th. It's 8:22 a.m. Central Standard, and we want to remind you that those school zones are in effect until 9 a.m. Now, if you're just joining the conversation this morning, we're joined by Dr. Robin Smith, who is a licensed psychologist, a national television personality, a best-selling author, and a theologian slash ordained minister. And she is our expert this morning talking about Newton, Connecticut, and the issues that face America. And one of the things, Dr. Robin, I want to talk about, we had another theologian on yesterday morning, Sharon Renee Fields, and one of the things that she posed, and I could not wait to pose this question to you because it was such a deep thought for the morning that I could not shake it. She talked about truth, and you and I have had this conversation in sharing your truth, and she posed the question of, was America ready to hear the young man's truth that killed his mother and killed all of these children and these teachers? And if he would have been able to share his truth that I am having these thoughts of killing my mother and going to a school and killing children and other mothers and other grandmothers and other people, how would we as a society, how would you as a psychologist deal with that kind of truth?
Yeah, and I think it's a powerful question for us to ponder. And you know, when we know when in our own lives, when we're on to possibly the right question, it's when we get uncomfortable with it.
Mm-hmm.
When we'd rather move past that question and go to something that we can answer easily.
Right.
And we think we understand. And so that question is a big one, because the issue of what would we have done? Would we even want to hear someone's truth, this young man's truth? And whoever's listening, all of your listeners this morning, what we're really asking is, if somebody really knew me,
mm-hmm.
what would they really think? If they knew what
mm-hmm.
I really either want to do, what I'm planning to do, what I've already done but didn't get caught doing.
That's right.
What would someone really think? And do they really want to know? Or, like we talked last time, would you really prefer to interface with the mask?
With the mask.
Mm-hmm. Instead of with me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really what you're asking. I mean, would anyone have really wanted to embrace with this young man as who he really was? Or did they just want him to wear his mask?
That's right.
Say that, oh, he played games and he was strange and he was this and he was that, but he's okay.
Right. And so how do we deal with that, Dr. Robin, for the future? Because during the break, we were talking about other massacres. We thought we'd never see a Columbine again. We never thought we would see a Virginia Tech. We can go back even further than that, to the Luby's massacre.
Yes.
People will remember that in Killeen, Texas. You know what I'm saying? So, and even further than that, that we can go back, and every single time we hear about it and it happens, we think that'll never happen again.
Well, you know what else we think? We're shocked, like,
mm-hmm.
at this time, because these are our babies.
That's right.
So someone went into a defenseless place and took the lives of all of these children and adults, and I mean, who were there to
mm-hmm.
learn and play and laugh and skip and mm-hmm. had their weekend planned and Hanukkah and Christmas and
mm-hmm.
and all of a sudden just wiped them out. And so we're thinking, I mean, how could that really happen? And why are we so shocked? And the reason we're shocked, at least I believe, is because we haven't really dealt with the fact that we are such a violent nation.
Mm-hmm.
Not just television and video games, but like I said, our thoughts are violent. Our homes are violent. And
mm-hmm.
I'm talking about not homes where there's domestic violence. I'm just talking about the angry, mean energy
mm-hmm.
that is in homes where maybe no one's being hit. Our sports, and I know I'm walking on some territory that might get me in trouble, but it's the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Our sports, where people are making millions and millions of dollars, and industries are making billions of dollars on what we call it entertainment, but if we actually that we're willing to tell the truth, they're making money on violence.
Mm.
And so if we are rewarding people for being creatively, and I'm talking about sports now,
mm-hmm.
creatively violent, if we look in the entertainment industry and we see the ways in which some of these television shows are full of violence
mm-hmm.
and movies, I mean, blockbusters.
And it has become socially acceptable.
Acceptable to the point that we don't even see the violence. I mean, there's been research done about how desensitized
mm-hmm.
we have become as a nation to violence. So to go back to what you're saying and I'm saying, if we are actually the womb that is giving birth
mm-hmm.
to the violence, that is bad news, but it's also good news, because it means that we can decide, if we wanted to embrace the truth and actually figure out how would we deal with a child, a man, a woman who said, I want to kill my mother, and then I'm having thoughts of going to an innocent place and wiping out as many people
mm-hmm.
as I can. Not only did he need help, that is, I mean, goes without saying, but what we would miss is if we only got him help and
mm-hmm.
didn't realize that there were, you know, 100 other thousand of him,
mm-hmm.
in both as men and women, we still miss the point, which is why this will happen again and again and again until we decide that what is going to be in the womb of America and in the womb of our homes today is going to have to be something very different. And then going back to what I said at the beginning, so if I want to give birth
mm-hmm.
to healthy children, if I want to give birth to kids who have self-respect but also know how to have respect for other people, not only their property but their lives, I'm going to have to do it first myself.
And therein, Dr. Robin, lies the problem. And I have said this many times. If I teach my child what I know, and what I know is nothing, then nothing is what I teach them. And mm-hmm. then you've got a whole culture of people that are teaching nothingness. And so,
well, and let me say this, they're teaching nothingness, but somebody else is teaching something. And
mm-hmm.
what I mean by something, if I don't put in my child
that's
my
right.
food, I want them to be, guess what? There are folk ready right now
mm-hmm.
with television, with video games, with movies, with music.
Mm-hmm.
They are standing, willing, ready, and able, and prepared
mm-hmm.
to put in our children's minds exactly
that's right.
what they're ready to teach. And so you're right. Not only might I, as a parent or grandparent, be teaching nothing, but somebody else is willing and ready and prepared and equipped
mm-hmm.
to teach them a whole bunch of something that will ultimately lead to this, to the destruction not only of their lives, but possibly,
that's
like
right.
in this instance, to the destruction of many lives. And the fiber of our country, I mean, I said this years ago, there is a hole in the soul of
mm-hmm.
America. And if we don't deal with the hole in the soul of America, we can get all kinds of programs and a whole bunch
mm-hmm.
of Dr. Robbins who have ideas. It won't make a difference until we deal with what is sick in the soul
mm-hmm.
of our country and in our homes.
And this is what I said on Monday, Dr. Robin. I said, you know, there were people across America, and I think this is a great thing, that ran to churches, that ran to mosques, that ran to synagogues all across America. But what we decided to do as a family is we decided to look introspectively. We decided to run inward to where the word is hidden in the heart, because, you know, we talk about, everybody is saying, you know, we've taken God out of the church. And yes, we have. And yes, no, that's not good. We've taken God out of schools and out of places where he should be. But guess what? You can have all of that, but if you hear the word and you don't use the word, then James said, you're just really deceiving yourself. So it's got to be even deeper than that, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Well, and, you know, I'm so glad you mentioned this, the issue of faith. And I want to say this about 2 points. One, how faith can be such a comfort, which we know, but it also can be a hiding ground where we don't have to face what we need to fix.
Mm.
And so I really want all of us who are people of faith, whatever that faith may be, that we don't dare use God as a place to hide from the truth when God is the truth.
That's
and so,
right.
And running from the truth is what has gotten us in the trouble we're in. And so that our faith is there to comfort, but it is also there to turn a light on
mm-hmm.
in the darkness that we're living in so that we can see what it is we need to see so we can begin to become free. And so I caution people, and particularly people with children, and I said this when I was doing one of the national morning shows on Monday, that you want to be careful that when your kids are asking questions or when you're sharing with them several things, one, that you don't put your feelings of fear or
mm-hmm.
faith on your kids, that you open the conversation, and the word is conversation, not a monologue where you talk to them,
mm-hmm.
but a conversation where they get to really participate, ask their questions, share their feelings, and make room, if you are a family of faith, where they could question, well, wait a minute, where was God?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, mm-hmm. how could this happen? I mean, what does this mean in a real way about God and peace and violence? And because what happens is when we make statements like, well, all of the, you know, the people who were murdered, they're in a better place. Well, they may be.
Right.
But for a child,
they can't comprehend that.
Well, not only, and the truth of the matter is for an adult whose heart is
mm-hmm.
broken, we can't even really comprehend
no.
it. So children have enough integrity more often than we do and enough honesty. They just may not have the courage to say, that doesn't really make sense. I mean, that's not
right.
really a good response
that's right.
to what I'm asking. And just the last thing I just want to say to you about the issue around faith is that we are careful as we are a faith community. And I like what you said, that it was fine for people to run wherever they needed to run to try and seek comfort and support.
Mm-hmm.
But that as we are going to synagogue or mosque or church, that we definitely include what you said, which is that wherever we might be going outside of our homes, that the place that is really calling us
mm-hmm.
to come back to is not just our physical home, but internally, what kind of rage is living in me that I'm ashamed to admit,
mm-hmm.
that I'm afraid to admit? What kind of and look, all of us, every human being has had a violent thought.
Now, absolutely.
Not this kind of thought necessarily, but we need to really, who's safe enough for us to talk about our own feelings of rage when we feel that someone has ignored us, when we feel the sting and the burn and the cancer of racism or sexism? I mean, you know, postal shooting.
Mm-hmm.
When people used to say, oh, they went postal, and
right.
I never liked it because it was like talking negatively about the post office. But what really the issue was, how people who are in the service industry, who are ignored, mistreated, treated any kind of way, at some point have a breaking point.
Mm-hmm.
And if we can look at where is the breaking point in all of us, where were the breaking points in this young man
mm-hmm.
that were ignored, that were minimized? Because what I do believe, without knowing him, of course, or his family, is that there were so many signs
right.
that he was troubled. Not that he would do this.
Right.
But so many signs that he was troubled, that he was isolated, that he was lost, that he spent too much time alone, that he was awkward, that he was, I mean, whatever all of the symptoms were. And today, let's make sure that we check in with our children and with ourselves
mm-hmm.
to see what's really the climate and the temperature in our own families, with our own children, not what we want it to be,
mm-hmm.
but what's the truth.
Exactly. And I think that is really the crux of this whole conversation, Dr. Robin, because I think that even as we have talked about it, even as America continues to talk about it, I still don't feel in the spirit realm that we have had real conversations
mm-hmm.
with our kids.
Right.
Because
we haven't had real conversations, and we are not even, except for right now, and so we want to honor that in this moment, there has been a real conversation about uncomfortable questions.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, again, questions around not just, you know, video games, but also about sports. I mean, I love sports, and I, you know, am athletic and have gone to sporting events. But if I'm really willing to take a real deep look, I got to look at what's going on the football field. What is that?
Absolutely. And
I mean, for real, what?
And in defense of that, and because we are avid sports fans as well. And
sure.
In defense of that, it seems like, Dr. Robin, there is a shift, if you will, trying to change the culture of the hits and the concussions and encephalopathy, things that are happening to football players. But we have to do more. We have to open up real conversations. And we've got to say to our kids, just as we sat down and said, you have to make these questions more open-ended, like not how was your day, fine. How did
right.
that make you feel?
Yes, yeah. Or if your child says your day was fine, well, what made it fine?
Right.
And to be able to say, well, let me tell you about my day. I'm glad your day was fine. I'm glad your day was fine. Let's sit down a minute.
I'm
glad that somebody in the house had a fine day, because mommy's day or daddy's day wasn't so fine. So let's talk about how you learned to do fine, because I want to learn from you, because I didn't do real well today. So I mean, somebody in the house didn't have a fine day, and it's me. And your kid would be like, really? And all of a sudden, you've got a different conversation, because they're saying, well, you know, it was a great day. Well, mine wasn't so great.
Absolutely.
And I want to tell you what didn't go so well. And we're talking about being appropriate with how we share what happened, but at least being real to say, I lost my temper today.
Mm-hmm.
I was rude to someone,
mm-hmm.
or someone was rude to me,
mm-hmm.
and then I kind of forgot that I knew God, and all of a sudden kind of caught myself. But I caught myself afterwards.
All that in truth.
Yes, and all of a sudden your child is having it. You're not giving them a lecture about keeping it real. You're showing them by example what it looks like to be a whole human being.
Absolutely.
Who had a thought or actually created a moment,
mm-hmm.
that you or I were not proud of. Something that we did.
Absolutely.
Something that we said. Something that took the smile off of somebody else's face because we were unkind,
mm-hmm.
because we were mean. And all of a sudden, it invites a real dialogue between you and your child about how their day was and how your day was. And all of a sudden there's a real conversation going on, and your child might say, you know, they might not even in that moment, but they might come back and say, you know, somebody was really nasty to me yesterday, and I thought about what you said you did, and, you know, I didn't tell you, but, you know, I screamed at someone yesterday, or I cursed at someone because they shoved me in the line.
Right.
And I thought you would be angry with me, but then when you told me that you either shoved somebody or thought about shoving them, I thought, oh, I didn't know you get angry like I get angry. And wow, like now we've got a real conversation between parents and their kids that would never have happened had the parent not been able to be real about who they are.
Absolutely. Dr. Robin, it is always our great pleasure. You are always so insightful, so real. And that's what we love about you.
Well, thank you so much for having me, and that we could spend this time together. This time where our nation is in mourning, but let our mourning be worthy of these lives that were slain and slaughtered, mm-hmm. that we learn something in our lives so that their murders and all the other people who have been murdered will not be in vain, that we can do something, not tomorrow, but today differently,
mm-hmm.
in our own lives, in our own families, not maybe creating a national conversation, but a conversation that's even bigger, which is the one that's happening inside ourselves and inside our homes. So thank you so much for having me, and just blessings and peace to you and to those you love and to your audience.
Thank you so much, Dr. Robin. Dr. Robin is a licensed psychologist, television personality, and a best-selling author. And we will absolutely continue this conversation. Dr. Robin, thank you for spending the very best part of your morning with us right here on the official OPT Network.
It's bigger than you. You are not me. The lengths that I will go to, the distance in
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Shopping for the best deal in town? Start at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Heart of Louisiana has great Visa rates as low as 7.9% APR. With no transfer fees and no cash advance fees, you'll start this shopping season with the best deal in town.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Shop happier this holiday season knowing that you've already found one of the best deals in town. A Heart of Louisiana Visa with great rates. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union's Visa with rates as low as 7.9% APR will get your Christmas shopping done and leave you with enough to treat yourself. Learn more at any branch or visit heartcu.org. Credit rates contingent on credit score and approval, federally insured by the NCUA.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
There are gift shops, and then there's Terra Home. Terra Home has built a solid reputation in Central Louisiana as the go-to place for unique gift items for any occasion. The first thing you'll notice about Terra Home is it's bright, it's warm, and it's inviting. And the displays are meticulously put together and simply bursting with treasures just waiting to be discovered. Terra Home for the best gifts, home decor, jewelry, and so much more. Terra Home is located at 1355 Peterman Drive in Alexandria, or phone 318-561-0079.
Of Oyles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oyles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oyles Parish. For more information on Of Oyles, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloyles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Evolves Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Training for intervention procedures, Southwest Beverage helps provide tip server training to educate bartenders, wait staff, and store clerks on how to identify and prevent potential alcohol abuse situations and properly check IDs. To learn more, log on to www.beresponsible.com.
If McDonald's offered you a heavenly, mouth-watering pork sandwich, would you take it? A juicy, perfectly cooked slab of tender Riedel pork, now smothered in tangy, savory barbecue sauce. Mmm, imagine it. And top it with slivered onions and crisp pickles all housed between a toasted bun. Wish it was real? Well, the McRib is real and ready to be devoured. Grab one now before the fantasy fades. McDonald's McRib, more tasty temptations to love. For a limited time at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Darrell's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Darrell's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Darrell's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Darrell's Auto Service, member ASA. Darrell's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Darrell's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Each holiday season brings the opportunity to strengthen family ties and renew old friendships. At Southern Heritage Bank, we hope that you and your family experience the fullness of the holiday season. May it fill your home with joy, your heart with love, and your life with laughter. We wish you peace with many blessings and a new year filled with happiness. Happy holidays from Southern Heritage Bank.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people. Owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey, what's up with that McRib sandwich at Mickey D's? It tastes good, but where's the bone? Well, let me break it down. They start with the 100% tender, juicy pork minus the bone. Because no bone means more meat. And more meat means what? More sauce. Tangy, sweet, delicious sauce. Add pickles and onions, stack it all up on a tasty bun, and bam! A delicious McRib sandwich that fits in the palm of your hand. But only for a limited time. Now that's the simple joy of McRib. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Southwest Beverage Wholesalers work with educators, parents, and law enforcement to implement alcohol responsibility initiatives in our communities. When it comes to preventing drunk driving, responsibility matters. To learn more, log on to www.beresponsible.com.
A stroke can be devastating, so it's important to know the signs and get immediate care at Christus Cabrini Stroke Center. We've partnered with Ochsner Medical Center's telemedicine program to provide 24/7 access to highly specialized neurologists. And we're ranked in HealthGrade's top 5% nationally for treatment of stroke. When seconds matter, care matters. Christus Cabrini Stroke Center. Fighting stroke together.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
It's a wonderful time of year at Dillard's Alexandria. From the best names in fashion, beauty, and fragrances to all the luxuries of home, Dillard's Alexandria is your Christmas destination. For huge holiday savings and spectacular selections, Dillard's Alexandria is the style of Christmas. Discover great gifts for her, for him, and for your home. Experience firsthand what all the buzz is about. For a wonderful shopping experience awaits you at Dillard's Alexandria for the style of Christmas. Dillard's Alexandria, located in the Alexandria Mall. For more information, phone 318-445-9992. Dillard's Alexandria, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Tomorrow is just around the corner. Putting the tax advantages of an IRA to work for you now is the smartest way to begin saving for retirement. An IRA from First Federal Bank can set you on the right path. The sooner you start contributing, the longer your money grows and the more you benefit. Talk with one of their representatives today about the IRA that's right for you. First Federal Bank of Louisiana. Member FDIC.
First Federal Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Bro, where's your car?
It's okay. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, Jake.
My car got jacked.
I got it.
Ladies, guess you're walking.
You got those figures for me yet?
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with an intern. Nice work.
Casual Wednesdays!
Whoa! What?
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your On Point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your On Point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie. For those hosting a party, whatever the occasion, Southwest Beverage distributes the Great Party Guide, which provides tips to help ensure that their guests consume alcohol beverages responsibly and make it home safely. For more information, log on to www.beresponsible.com.
Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Shopping for the best deal in town? Start at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Heart of Louisiana has great Visa rates as low as 7.9% APR. With no transfer fees and no cash advance fees, you'll start this shopping season with the best deal in town.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Shop happier this holiday season knowing that you've already found one of the best deals in town. A Heart of Louisiana Visa with great rates. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union's Visa with rates as low as 7.9% APR will get your Christmas shopping done and leave you with enough to treat yourself. Learn more at any branch or visit heartcu.org. Credit rates contingent on credit score and approval, federally insured by the NCUA.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
There are gift shops, and then there's Terra Home. Terra Home has built a solid reputation in Central Louisiana as the go-to place for unique gift items for any occasion. The first thing you'll notice about Terra Home is it's bright, it's warm, and it's inviting. And the displays are meticulously put together and simply bursting with treasures just waiting to be discovered. Terra Home for the best gifts, home decor, jewelry, and so much more. Terra Home is located at 1355 Peterman Drive in Alexandria, or phone 318-561-0079.
Avoyelles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums. Enjoy annual festival fun. Recreate at our golf courses and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Avoyelles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Avoyelles Parish. For more information on Avoyelles, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelavoyelles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avoyelles Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, you've been On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network. Our mission is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time. We invite you to join us Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. on KAYT FM 88.1. or log on to www.onpointcxmas.com and listen live. Thank you for listening.